I can kick this one off, and this is Lisa again. I'm really excited to kind of see the ripple effect from it, honestly. Again, we've had a lot of hesitancy from partners to relaunch programming in a physical setting, like face-to-face. So I'm really excited to have Bibliotech conduct programming at the location beginning in July and August, you know, ongoing. Because we're putting together a protocol for programming in person, like, what are some steps that we want to take? What are some precautions we're going to take as well, like providing hand sanitizer, face masks, things like that, so that we can share it with partners who have not yet started outreach services and just kind of like set the standard, you know? So I'm really excited to kind of like slowly start seeing other partners join us on board with programming and seeing others get involved, especially the community. I definitely feel like the community or constituents are itching to like, you know, just get involved with people again. I know there's been a whole lot of like hesitancy and just like fear and uncertainty, but I think as we slowly start coming together again as a community and just talking about what's been going on this past year, it's going to be great. But yeah, I'm especially excited to have other partners join us in the future and just seeing what the effects are of in-person programming are going to be this time around.
I'm also really excited just from the community response. So while we were on site at the laundromats, like putting together tables, putting together a kid zone, there was this one little girl, maybe not even older than five, who like walked over. She sat at the kids' table, made herself at home. She had paint with her. She had like her books, and she was just painting on the table. She was, you know, telling us like her feedback around the design. We moved the kids' table. She was like, I actually would like it over there. Could you move my table back? Like, we already saw like, you know, community ownership, where this girl immediately felt super comfortable approaching the space. She was really excited about it. And so being able to, you know, talk to other laundromat patrons who are like, what's going on here? What are you guys doing? And being able to talk about our work, talk about this free resource at the laundromat, and then being like, wow, this is really cool. And you're even able to make additional connections. So like one patron we talked to, he saw all the free books that we were providing, especially in the kids zone. And he was like, my wife is a first grade teacher and she has a ton of books and a ton of school supplies. And so we were able to exchange cards, and he's going to reach out to Lisa to talk about providing book supplies and other spaces. And so already being able to make those connections, like the first 3 hours of putting the space together and seeing how excited people were that it was coming, It made it like just good to come back. We've been talking about how much we miss programs, how much we miss Folly, and being in the community. So seeing how excited people were, how curious they were, and the attendants that were like, wow, this space looks completely different than when it first started, was just really amazing. So the feedback we got from patrons, from the attendants, from the laundromat owner, from our funders was really positive. And so we're hoping to, you know, ride that high and continue to like uplift and evolve and expand our work and see, you know, what other sides of town we can go to, what other, you know, additions we can make to the space to make it comfortable, to make it fun. And so that was really promising to know that there were a lot of opportunities and a lot of excitement for people to participate in this program again. So that was really affirming.
I just want to add on real quick, because we touched on it briefly, Azure did, but expansion, I'm really excited for expansion as well into other locations. There was just an overwhelmingly positive response to the location. And yeah, we're really looking forward to like hopefully launching our next one at the new location with Laundry Rays in September. So just like a little bit of insider knowledge.